This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The post office intercepted a suspicious package today addressed to the Colorado Secretary of State's office. Its return address read U.S. Trader Elimination Army, according to a statement. Several similar packages have been sent to other Secretary of State's offices around the country. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold said, quote, "We cannot tolerate threats to election officials and public servants. The incident is being investigated by the FBI." Police are also investigating reports of a senior staff member of the Pueblo Rescue Mission stealing money from clients. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce has more.
The now former staffer is accused of stealing from at least a dozen residents. The Rescue Mission and the Pueblo Police Department are not saying who this ex-staff member is, and it's not clear how much money was taken. It does not appear the mission's own funds were taken. The staffer seemed to focus on taking from the mission's low-income clients, people who, according to a statement, are working hard to get their lives on track. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Political independents and third-party advocates from around the country are gathering in Metro Denver this week. The Independent National Convention organizers say America's two-party political system doesn't work, and they want to unite a bunch of different ideologies to create other options. Speakers include former Representative Dennis Kucinich and former presidential candidate Andrew Yang. CDOT says I-70 eastbound remains closed in Glenwood Canyon after an earlier accident. The agency says all eastbound vehicles need to leave the interstate before exit 123. This is CPR News at 7:06.